Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
Bill, I forgot, I wanted to mention one thing to you.
Manolo gone. Oh, he went, while I was out there.
Okay, fine. I was going to say that, Flanagan, or I guess you or somebody has reported that Fred Eaton now wants to, will take the job.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted you to know that my view is, for reasons that have nothing to do with the conflict, that he is, I agree with you, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I think that it's got to be handled very discreetly, and I would hope that you would, to the effect that you've made the check and that we figure there's just going to be a hell of a fight and we think we better not do it. Now, do you think we can do it?
Sure.
Because
I can do
it. I can easily see, maybe you tell him, I can easily see that he just isn't the man for the job.
Yeah, I think that's right.
The age and everything else.
Well, I can handle it. I'll just put it on. He left it up to us, and I'll just take the responsibility, and I'll say I've checked it out, and I think we'd run into a fight. Nobody would tell us ahead of time.
I don't know what happened that he decided that all of a sudden he's convinced he wants to take it. Maybe they went on the mountaintop and thought it'd be a great idea. But my God, and incidentally, it isn't really quite that devious, because there would be a hell of a fight.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and we just think that it would be, we just decided the fight's going to be too rough and that we need somebody there now and so forth.
What I thought I might tell him, but I want to get your approval, is to say that, you know, for 10 months, and that's what we're talking about between now and election, it would probably be held up 3 or 4 months. Wouldn't get there
for
6 months.
That's right. And also that there are very important things going on right now.
Right.
And that we need them right now. And
well, what would you think about sort of leaving out the hope that after election that you'd like to consider him for something else, or consider him for a high post?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You could say that immediately afterwards that I think that we'd have no problem at all. And that I think that...
You want to talk to him after election.
That I'd like to, and that also, because after that we would hope to have a mandate, and with that we wouldn't have these fights. That these fights always apparently are going to occur in election year, and we've talked, you don't want to reveal the sources, but we've talked to the people we have utter confidence in, and that's that.
Well, I'll do that. There's no problem there.
All right.
Peter mentioned a fellow named Ingersoll. Do you know him from
Fort
Warner?
He's a good man. Yeah, another one that occurred to me was the Peterson that did the trade thing. I mean,
he's already in the other job, Mr. President.
Oh, he took the UN.
Yeah.
Oh, I had forgotten that. I'd forgotten that.
It's all been announced and everything. I think he's sworn in today or something.
Ingersoll would be good. He's the difficulty is he's not the strongest man in the world. He'd be a good man. His father was the strong man. He's a hell of a fellow and. This guy's a sweet guy, really wonderful guy, but...
Well, let's not get anybody that's too sweet. I think you need somebody that's...
I'd just like to get a little feel. I don't know. I think Pete ought to check with a few tough Illinois types to see how tough he really is.
Okay.
And there was one other that... Did Pete mention you? I mentioned it.
He mentioned John McCone, but I don't really... He's too old, Mr. President. He's over 70.
Forget it.
He's
terrible. Well, Ingersoll, tell you... Take a look at him yourself. Will you do that?
Yes, I will.
Because we could consider him for something else. He is a very good friend of mine. He's a hell of a fellow.
Uh-huh.
Now, another one, of course, who would be great is Galvin. The difficulty is that I think that John Mitchell's sitting right here. I think we want to keep him in Illinois.
Uh-huh.
John, isn't that correct?
Yeah.
How about, let me ask John, do you know Ingersoll? Could he do Japan? John thinks Ingersoll could do Japan. Let me just put it this way. You get a hold of Pete,
mm-hmm.
and then say, bring him in, and you look him over, and if you think he can do it, let's go with him. Fair enough? Well, let me see, what kind of a company does he have?
Borg Warner.
Does that pose any problem?
I don't think so.
Now, the ambassadors know no conflict of interest, and they probably don't do, I hope, not any much business. It's a good company, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, all right.
That'll be fine.
Well, I'll take care of Eaton.
Fine.
Okay, Mr.
Thank you.
Have a good trip.
But to promise him something afterwards.
Oh, I will.
Tell him that I would very much like for him to consider a post afterwards. You know, he could, he'd be good for NATO, or something like that.
Right.
Or something else.
Right.
Fine.
All right, fine, Mr.